The U.S. Senate has approved a bipartisan package to address the nation's opioid crisis. The legislation must now be reconciled with a similar measure approved by the House. It proposes more treatment, recovery resources, and other initiatives to limit the epidemic's effects. Aaron Payne reports the bill also includes one Ohio Valley lawmaker's proposal to curb the shipments of deadly fentanyl into the country.
The Senate's bipartisan Opioid Crisis Response Act of 2018 passed 99-1 Monday night. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman's Synthetics Trafficking and Overdose Prevention, or STOP Act, was among the 70 bills included in the package. Portman says he hopes to address the impact fentanyl has had on his constituents.
Coroner's reports from around the state indicate that fentanyl was involved in about two-thirds of our state's overdose deaths last year. And our STOP Act is very simple. It closes a loophole that will require now more screening to keep these drugs from coming in through the mail, which is where most of them come from, mostly from China.
Data from the federal government's recent national survey on drug use and health show the number of heroin users last year was down from 2016, but the number of opioid overdose deaths was higher, which officials attribute to fentanyl. Data from the same survey also show 92% of people with substance use disorder received no treatment. Portman says he hopes the final package sent to the president will include the removal of a barrier to treatment that prohibits Medicaid dollars being used at residential treatment facilities with more than 16 beds.
It's a cap that makes no sense for Ohio. We've got some good treatment programs that are residential that are facing this cap and therefore turning people away.
The House passed its own version of an opioid package in June. Now Congress is working on a compromise between the two, with a goal to have something on the president's desk before the November midterm election. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.